Reviews. My name is Brendan, and on this episode, we are going to be talking about the cancellation of the Marvel shows Iron Fist and Luke Cage. But before we get to that, I need to take care of a little business, so stay tuned. Hey, I know I'm a big fat geek rambling on about superheroes and such, but if you enjoy that and want to hear more, go ahead and click that link in the description and throw 99 cents a month my way. To those who already do support the podcast, thank you. It's no obligation, and you can cancel at any time. All right, welcome back. Thank you guys so much for downloading the podcast today. I am here in sunny Arizona with my faithful companion, my 91-pound chocolate lab, Toby, at my feet. I'm sorry I've been kind of on the hiatus from the podcast for a little while. I have been so busy at my normal job, and it's just, I work long hours, and it's just kind of difficult to maintain a podcast when you don't really have the time to do it, because the times that I work, I get home, I wake up early, and I get home late, so to actually sit down and record a podcast is kind of a challenging thing for me, but I promise I'm working on it, and I want to continue to do more podcasts. So thank you guys so much. For those of you who support the podcast, I really appreciate it. And there's going to be more to come. I'm going to try to be more consistent with the podcast. And I know I'm way behind on some stuff, but today I wanted to make a podcast simply just talking about the cancellation of the Netflix shows, Iron Fist and Luke Cage. I wanted to talk about that because my opinions seem to be, you know, kind of controversial, because I'm not that surprised that they canceled those shows. I'm really not that surprised. And I wanted to get into that, and people, you know, I've been talking to people on Twitter and outside of, you know, just in the normal world, and really, they're like, what? Why would you want to see these shows canceled? And I'm like, it's not that I wanted to see the shows canceled, it's just, it was so hard for me to get into the shows that I'm not surprised that they got canceled. Yeah, I'm a superhero geek, and I admit it, and, you know, I go to classes for that type of stuff, but, you know, Nerds Anonymous and stuff like that, but at the same time, if the story isn't good, then the show's not gonna last, and for those two shows, the story wasn't good, and we'll get into each of them in just a minute, but I want to talk about the future of the Netflix platform and what it means for these shows going forward, because there has to be a change in the way they do these shows. Jessica Jones and Daredevil and Punisher are still on Netflix, and Iron Fist and Luke Cage are not. So what does this mean for the future of the Marvel shows? What does this mean for any type of future crossovers? Well, I can tell you that in my opinion, there's no reason, if you're going to cancel Netflix, if you're going to cancel Iron Fist, they decide to come back with a new show, with heroes to hire and team them up in a show, then that's fine. You know, let's see if that'll work. Or they can do it as like a one-off kind of special, like a six-episode kind of thing where they do heroes for hire, and we see those two team up together again. However, I don't see that happening. I think the stories were just too weak for the two shows. And let's go ahead and start with Luke Cage. So the very first season of Luke Cage, in my opinion, I thought was really, really good. I thought the story flowed well. I thought the introduction of the characters, Misty Knight, and we saw Luke Cage come into his own. We got to see some of his backstory when he was in prison and stuff like that. And the show really flowed well. The problem I had with the second season of Luke Cage was just there was no body to the story. There was no, I didn't know which direction the story was going, and I've always said I can get over costumes, I can get over acting, I can get over casting the right people as long as the story is good. And the story for the second season of Luke Cage was just not good. I had a really hard time following the story. I had a, it almost like I felt like I had to force myself to watch the second season because I was just having so much trouble with it. And the same goes for Iron Fist for me. Iron Fist, the first season was ridiculously slow. And I had a problem getting through the first season of Iron Fist. And then to come into the second season, and we know who the main bad guy is from the very, very beginning. We know it's Davos. But I got lost in the fact that, like, okay, wait, now Ward is his friend, you know, and, you know, and the girl, the sister, is the enemy now. And I was like, what happened between season one and season two where this dropped? And I couldn't believe it. Like, I was like, the story just made no sense to me. And the fighting, there wasn't enough fighting. They do too much talking. And there's not enough kung fu for me. And it was hard to make the story work for Iron Fist, season one and season two. I didn't enjoy either season of Iron Fist. I thought the, you know, like I said, I can usually get over the casting, but man, the guy who they casted as Danny Rand just wasn't. And I don't know if it was the script or if it was the way he was portraying it, but he basically walked around like he was a big baby all the time. And I couldn't hold on to the story at all. And I felt like season two, I had to force myself to watch it. And I almost put it on at night, like while I was going to bed. And I'd wake up the next morning, I'd gone through three episodes. And I'd watch the next episode. And I'm like, oh, I guess I didn't miss anything through three episodes. So it was really hard to get through. And I really had trouble with it. So, you know, where does the Marvel shows, where do they go from here? What do they have to do to stay afloat? Because right now, if you're talking about TV business between Marvel and DC, DC has the tight grasp on the television media for their product. They control it and they own it. The only thing that Marvel owns right now is the movie business. That's where the big, big money is. However, just DC owns everything else. They got TVs, they got animated movies, they got the streaming service, which Marvel doesn't have. And Disney is falling way, way behind the eight ball when it comes to their Marvel product. They're really falling behind DC. And you know what? The DC movies aren't bad. They keep making these DC movies, and there's not a lot on the plate for Marvel. You have Captain Marvel, and you have Avengers 4. Those are the next two items on the plate. You don't have Black Panther 2 yet. You don't have Ant-Man 3 yet. You don't have Doctor Strange 2 yet. You don't have any of those yet. However, when you look at the DC product, they got Shazam coming out, they have Aquaman coming out, they have Wonder Woman 1984 coming out, which has been delayed, which kind of pisses me off because they should be done filming it by now. I'm pretty darn close to filming it, and they're going to push it way out 6 months. But either way, they have those movies all in the works, not to mention they have Titans, which is really, really interesting show. It's really good, in my opinion. That's not what this podcast is about. I'm going to do a separate podcast when I finish Titans. I'll do a whole season review of that. Not to mention that DC has continually successful shows on the CW, where you have, you know, Arrow is in its seventh season, Flash is in its fifth season, Supergirl is in its fourth season, Legends of Tomorrow is in its fourth season. And then you have Titans. Not only that, but they have Batgirl coming out to series. They also have Black Lightning on a series right now, within its second season. Then you have they're going to do Young Justice Outsiders for their streaming network. They're doing Doom Patrol for their streaming network. They're doing Swamp Thing for their streaming network. So DC, by far and large, is just destroying Marvel in this war for TV. You know, kingdom, I guess, and Marvel is just wasting by the wayside with their shows. And right now, they're down to three. They're down to three shows. They're down to Daredevil, they're down to Jessica Jones, and they're down to Punisher. And, you know, and some people are going to at me and say, like, you know, what about all the X-Men shows, Runaways, and The Gifted, and all that stuff? And it's like, okay, well, I'm not watching those, because they're not something I'm interested in. So, and then they also have Cloak and Dagger, which is, you know, but they don't have enough sustainable characters in their universe to put on TV. Your street heroes are your best bet, and you just canceled two of them. And really, you didn't even give them a chance, because you failed them in their first two seasons, you know, being up. The Daredevil's in its third season, but you gotta think, you look over at DC and you have a show that's in its seventh season, a show that's in its fifth season, and what are they doing right that is better than the Netflix shows? And really, they're just putting out a funner, more family-friendly product for people to watch. And that's, you know, a kid can watch an episode of The Flash. You know, it's not that, you know, totally aggressive sexually, or says a lot of cuss words or violent or anything. So there's some violence and stuff like that. But a 10-year-old kid can watch The Flash, where a 10-year-old kid can't watch Daredevil. So you're missing your target audience. You're writing bad stories, and at the end of the day, you're losing the TV battle. So what is Marvel going to do in the future? Well, we don't know. They're going to continue to rely on their movies, which right now are going to be fizzling out soon. You have Spider-Man. I forgot about Spider-Man earlier. So they have Spider-Man coming out. But, you know, Robert Downey Jr., Chris Evans, you know, the original Avengers, they're gonna stop their contract soon. And it's going to be over. And I'm not confident in the leadership at Marvel right now and what they're doing, specifically on the TV side. So that's my take on it. And, you know, we can get into more specifics. But at the end of the day, for me, for Luke Cage and Iron Fist, the stories were absolutely slow and not written well. And that's the mark of a good show. So, I want to get into more specifics here. Do I think that they got canceled so they can make one show, with both of them in it, with both Iron Fist and Luke Cage? I don't think so. And here's the reason why. If you're going to bother canceling two shows after their second seasons, then why would you even bother bringing them back into that character, you know, after you basically broke all their hearts in doing so, and you put two crews out of a job only to come back and have one crew come back to make one show? It just doesn't make a whole lot of sense, and I don't feel that the Defenders, while that little miniseries was pretty good in my opinion, didn't hold enough strength to warrant a second season, and I just don't think that they'll go that route. I think we'll still explore Daredevil. Currently, I'm still watching Daredevil. I have not finished it yet, but I am working on it. I do like the season 3 of Daredevil so far. I like the backstory of Bullseye, who's in it, and spoilers for those who haven't known, but most of you, if anybody listens to this podcast and you really haven't seen any of these shows, then you probably have no idea what I'm talking about, but Daredevil season 3 is really good. I want them to make a Punisher second season, and I want them to do Jessica. I really like Jessica Jones. In fact, I was talking to somebody at work, and they were telling me that their daughter really likes Jessica Jones more than in any of the other shows. And I actually found out that was true, because I got my wife interested in it, and she does not like any of this stuff. But she likes the girl shows. You know, she's all about, you know, she loved the Wonder Woman movie, and she likes Supergirl, and she likes Jessica Jones, but she doesn't like, you know, The Flash or or Arrow or any of those shows or any of the she's in like Daredevil or Luke Cage or Iron Fist or any of those shows, but she got into Jessica Jones, which really surprised me. And therefore, you know, when you capture somebody's attention with a show that knows nothing about comic books, you've done the show right. You've broadened your audience, in brought people in that don't know what the backstory is on the character, does not know that in the comic she's married to Luke Cage and they have a kid, and you know, all of this stuff that I know she doesn't know, but she still liked the show. So the show Jessica Jones was written well enough to get people interested that don't like comics. And Iron Fist and Luke Cage failed to do that. So, no, I don't think they're going to continue moving forward with Iron Fist and Luke Cage. And I don't think they're even going to bring in cameos for them. Some people I was talking to on Twitter thought that they might bring them into one of the seasons of Punisher or Daredevil or Jessica Jones. And again, I just don't think so. I think you can get away with it with Luke Cage bringing him in for for the third Jessica Jones season, maybe start their romantic relationship. But I think Iron Fist is officially off the table. Iron Fist is such a hard character to write for, though. You know, it's not a very successful comic, and really one of the lowest level characters Marvel has. And it's really hard to write for, so I didn't really see sustainability in that show from the beginning, because I'm not an Iron Fist fan at all. So, but it was really hard to get through. So, I don't think they're going to come back and make a second show. I don't think they're going to do Heroes for Hire. I just don't see it happening, and I don't see them coming back with a second Defenders series. So, where does this leave Marvel? So we talked about it earlier. I want a Jessica Jones Season 3. I think it's very, very good series. I want Punisher Season 2 because I think we still have some more Frank Castle. You know, you can never go wrong with Frank Castle. You know, as long as he's punishing people by killing them, you know, then you have a good show. Doesn't matter what kind of comic book character he is. Punisher is Punisher, and it's always going to be popular. Even the non-successful movies have a huge cult following, and they're really good. So, you know, we're looking at Daredevil is good, and Daredevil is the strongest out of the characters, for sure. A lot of people know who Daredevil is, thanks to Ben Affleck. Thanks, Ben Affleck. So, what's the plan going forward? I don't think there is a plan. I think they're going to wait and see what these shows do. I know that reading some articles that Daredevil has dropped in the ratings compared to last year. Here's the thing about Netflix is they never make any of their ratings public for viewers to see. And that's kind of a shame because we see the ratings for all of the other network shows and viewers have accessibility to those ratings. But Netflix is a little different. Netflix doesn't have to release its ratings to anybody. And that's kind of, you know, we want to kind of know what the drop-off is because, you know, you might have people that have really good suggestions on how to fix things. And you know, you can have different writers come in. If you know a show is struggling, things can be done about it. And the brass at Netflix, I don't think, understand that, you know, if people and especially the television industry, the actual writer, the Writers of America, the Writers Guild of America, if they see that a show is struggling, there's an opportunity for people who have a background in writing to come in and get some work and try to save your show that is failing. They're able to, you know, but the thing with Netflix is that they're never going to have an opportunity to tap into some of these great writers that are just waiting out there to write for their shows. You know, they I'm sure they get submissions, and I'm sure they look for things, and I'm sure they go, you know, they take a lot of pitches from people, and if it works, it works. If it doesn't, it doesn't. And that's kind of seems to be the Netflix motto. If it works, it works. If it doesn't, it doesn't. So I think Netflix has a lot of opportunity. I think they need to release what their ratings are and how many downloads and stuff a show has, because Netflix makes a lot of money and they can open themselves up to more money and more sustainability with their shows. You know, they could have shows that go into 6, 7, 8 seasons, like Orange is the New Black. They can continue to have success with those shows as long as the sustainability is there, and I think they're missing the beat on that. So it's unfortunate for shows of comic book genre, the shows that I like, for them just to cut them without any chance of saving them. And but we don't know what's going to come when Disney brings out their new streaming service. We do know that they're working on a streaming service that's going to have all their movies and all their shows, and you know, they want to compete with DC in a way, and they want to compete with Netflix, they want to compete with Hulu, they want to compete, and it hasn't come out yet. So, and I'm just super excited about the future of more DC things that are coming, because Marvel's in trouble. So the more Marvel is in trouble, that means the more DC stuff is winning, and I love DC comics and I love that genre. I like Marvel too, but I've always grown up a DC fan. I want to see Marvel successful. I want to see these shows succeed, but when they don't, that just opens up a door for DC to swoop in and throw the winning knockout punch. So guys, that is it for this episode of Fat Geeky Reviews. I want to thank you again for downloading the podcast today. I want to thank you for listening. I want to thank you for subscribing. I want to thank you for all of your support. And I want you to make sure that you give me some 5 stars and that you do subscribe. Tell your friends about it. Tell your friends. Because the more listeners I have, the more amped I am to do these episodes, the more I'm excited to get new subscribers and new supporters of the show. Remember, it's just 99 cents a month. And again, the more that I get this opportunity, the more content I'll put out for you, and the more I have fun talking. I'm hoping to expand my horizon. I'm hoping to get more consistent at it. Please be patient with me, but I will get more consistent at it, I promise. That's it for this episode of Fat Geeky Reviews. I appreciate the download. That's it for the geek.